Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. In the name of this broadcast, Across the Border, I'm Nicholas, and today is a live prophecy reality edition. So if you're listening live on First Amendment Radio right now on Wednesday morning, come on over to the chat room at firstamendmentradio.com or .net. Look forward to seeing you here. Let's see, our scripture verses for the day. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21, 7 and 8 there. Okay. Well, here we are, day 162, I believe. Is that right? 62? Yeah, I think that's right. I forgot what I wrote down this morning on my my website, what day it is. Yeah, that's it. Day 162 of the covert COVID march to the mark of the beast. You know, the world has been marching to the mark of the beast, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact. And it's conspiracy fact because I read about it in the Word of God. And God told us what Satan and his minions, his shadow government with his antichrist and false prophet, would be about, what they would be doing in the last days leading up to his return in this three frog era that we live in. So we're not surprised, but day 162 of overdrive, really, with the COVID covert march to the mark of the beast. And it looks like there's no stopping this thing. You know, we always do whatever we can to slow it down, to, you know, maybe make sure that we have some kind of oasis against where the mark of the beast isn't running roughshod over everybody in our locality. But I don't know, there's too many believers out there in the delusion, that is. And you see them. And all you got to do is leave your home, go out there into the world, and you'll see them, you know, riding their bicycles. Nothing wrong with riding a bicycle. I do that myself. I ride my bicycle in the town. But they'll be on their bicycle with a mask on their face. Those are true believers, I'm telling you. Their faith may be stronger than our faith. I don't know, man. It seems like these people have a lot of faith in the delusion, in the COVID delusion. But that's the state of the world in which we live today. Let me check the chat room so I can say hello to everyone in there. We got a couple people in there this morning. Good to see you. Let's see, anybody write anything in here? Okay, Ty wrote something. He said, Is COVID the strong delusion that even the elect would believe if it were possible? Well, you know, I think the strong delusion refers to whatever the Antichrist is trying to push on the world to further his agenda. And part of that is the whole thing. And the vax is mixing the iron with the, well, I don't know about that, what you mean by that, but that's why Bill says we still need several doses. Yes, I have heard that. He's afraid that the Lucifer tase will work fine, but your DNA will not be altered enough or completely by one dose of the vaccine that they have for you. And we have some things, some eye-opening things to talk about today. Yeah, and it is notable that they call this ink, the ink that they're using for the new tattoo vaccine combination. Yeah. The ink for the infrared tattoo that's only read by infrared is called Lucifertase. That's what they call the ink. Lucifertase is a gel that will be injected through the multi-needle point tattoo that they're going to put on everybody. And they say, oh, it's not, you won't be able to see it. You know, after a few days, you won't even see it unless you have a reader. And so it has to be an infrared reader to read the Lucifertase. I think they've really never tested it out. And it sounds like that you're going to have to be tattooed regularly. Maybe they'll do it on one hand, on your arm or your hand or your forehead. I mean, if you can't see it without an infrared, you may want it on your forehead. Who knows? It doesn't matter where you get it. But I think they're going to have to do it like every couple years at least, because this ink may be absorbed or may wear out, since it's only going to be on the surface of your skin if it's that type of tattoo. But at the same time, they're going to inject you with the vaccine. Now, I put on a First Amendment Radio Facebook page here. Let me put a link to that in the chat room, so if you're listening live. If you're not, there'll be a link at crosstheborder.org, or you can look up First Amendment Radio on Facebook to see these articles. Okay. Let's see. Copy. Go to chat room here. Thank you, producer. Is it in your mind? No, I wish it was only in my mind. Then I would just be going insane. And instead of watching the world go insane around me. But anyway, thanks for the sound check there, WW. Appreciate that. Ty says, watch the vid. It can come on a bandage that you self-administer. It's for scanning, so most would put it on the forehead or right hand. Yeah, they're probably going to have instructions to do that under penalty of death. the vid is Human 2.0 wake-up call. There's other videos. Yes, and I think I might have seen that video. I'm not sure. But there's further news on the tattoo. I mean, not on the vaccine. So we got the tattoo, and thanks to Bill Gates, our billionaire know-it-all, they've been working on this. He's been working on this with, I forget who, whatever universities, it doesn't matter. They're working on it. They want to make it. And if you listen to the news just before the broadcast, our Christian news service, they play Fox News and other news services too. But they're talking about, hey, the president's wife, Melania Trump, said, president's working on her own hard on a vaccine, everybody, so we can all get back to normal. Yeah, get back to normal with the vaccine. Yeah. At first, I think it's going to be, we'll see how this thing works, man. But this is, you know, they want this thing by 2030. That's part of their agenda. See, the vax has nanobot tech, thus the iron and clay. Okay, well, I have something else, and I'm going to show you this. I compiled this from another video, a couple videos. Where is that? And I posted it on. Did I put that in the chat room? I don't even remember what I just did or didn't do. There it is, the Facebook. So if you go to that Facebook link there, and you scroll down. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's the top video there. You'll see an Australian guy there. This guy does a lot of videos, but what he has to say here and what he exposes here with the documentation is very telling. But anyway, let's listen to him and then we can discuss it afterwards. Let me figure out how I'm going to put this on the air here. Let's see, where is that at? Oh, vaccinate the earth, you are the virus.
What, yeah. I wanted to share with you, one or two reports ago on one of my deleted videos, I said to you that what they're very likely doing with these PCR tests is gathering DNA testing. They're obviously not testing for COVID, because the PCR test cannot test for COVID. But there's been a woman who has done a wonderful job. It's from a channel. I can't remember the name of the channel. I'll put it up on the screen, and I will put a link to the full video below. but I'll show you a few minutes of it here, because what she has discovered is that what they've identified as COVID, if you look at the COVID response reports, and you look at the gene chart and what they've identified with COVID, the genetic code that they identify, if they find this in your body, then you're testing positive for COVID. Now, remember, the PCR test will just find this material. Then they will amplify that material to get enough to work with. And they will then decide whether they're going to test you positive or negative for COVID. The genetic material that they're looking for is, if you look through the human DNA sequence, you find that it is actually chromosome 8. That is what they are identifying as COVID-19.
So what this specific article is going to help you understand is that this piece, this highlighted piece of DNA, so these are base pairs, and they have, there's four base pairs, and they make different combinations. So this is the so-called novel coronavirus that they search for in your body and that they put in the PCR test, which is not even supposed to be used as a test. It's actually a tool to make more copies of this so you can tell what you actually have in your body. So this is the sequence. It's an 18-character primer, and it's found in the WHO coronavirus PCR testing protocol document, just right here. Okay. So what's happened here is this is what they're using to detect in your body and to make a positive test result. Okay. This is their sequencing, their primary assembly. Now over here, this is Homo sapiens, that's humans, chromosome 8 primary assembly. Chromosome 8 is this sequence, C, T, C, 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 T, 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 G, T, T, G, T, G, T, T, G, T. Very specific. And over here, C, T, G, C, T, C, 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 T, 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 G, T, T, G, T, G, T, T, G, T. It's this. What they are doing is calling our chromosome 8 primary assembly as the coronavirus. We are the virus. Your own DNA, like I've been saying, like I've been teaching, here's the evidence that what they are pulling out of your body and calling a disease is your own DNA. This should really help you, okay, understand the scam at hand here. And if you can't see this, if you go, oh, blah, 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 go away. Go take the vaccine. Leave, please, because you're too dumb to exist, really. All right? Go back to the soil. Start over. But for those of us with a thinking brain, this should help you understand the big scamola. This is important for you to understand, okay? It's important that you realize that this is evidence of what I'm talking about and have been talking about for years, that the material we are finding that we or they are calling viruses is nothing more than your own DNA. And why do you think they're getting such false positives out of this crappy test? Because you all have this in your body. And at any given point in time, your body is going to repair this piece of information, especially if you have inflammation, especially if you're having exudate of the lungs, you're having a clear out or a detox of the lungs, which is what a cold and flu is. It's a detox. It's getting rid of waste. If you detox your body ahead of time, you don't get sick. You don't get these things. It's not contagious. You don't catch anything. You don't get anything. You get triggered into detoxes. That's all it is. And so when you're detoxing and they find these particles that have come to the area to repair your cells, they make a cartoon of it and they tell you it's floating through the air and it's going to kill you. You're being punked. You're being lied to. This is a hoax. This is a Trojan horse for a socialist takeover.
Now, they're going to find this in virtually everybody, folks, chromosome 8, and it depends on how much you have in you of chromosome 8 and how much they amplified as to how positive you're going to test for COVID. Now, chromosome 8, when you look at it, chromosome 8 is the chromosome which deals with intelligence and deals with cancer. Think about that, folks. And as we've seen by another report that I put in here about vaccines, vaccines act in a certain way. And sometimes they can be used in what is called genetic mimicry or molecular mimicry, where it ends up turning the immune system on itself.
We are finding that the viruses and the bacteria that we're injecting into the body, along with the adjuvants, create something called molecular mimicry, which means the body sees those viruses thinking that it's foreign, but actually finds pieces of those viruses that match pieces of the self. And the immune system doesn't differentiate between what it's been told to reject and itself. So it will turn the immune system on itself, leading to an autoimmune condition. We know this about hepatitis B. We know it about the Gardasil vaccine, and we know it about the flu vaccine.
Now think about how all this goes together, folks. They've identified chromosome 8, which is a chromosome which deals with intelligence and with cancer. And you look at the concept of molecular mimicry, how you can turn the immune system on itself and create an autoimmune dysfunction or autoimmune disorder. What they're doing is they're identifying with anybody with a substantial amount of chromosome 8, i.e. anybody with a degree of intelligence, anybody who is reasonably resistant to cancer, you're testing positive for COVID if you have chromosome 8, an abundance of chromosome 8 in your body. And they're going to create a vaccine which will effectively attack your chromosome 8. And this will basically give everybody Down syndrome. When you look at, if you look at chromosome 8, you look at chromosome 8 dysfunction and chromosome 8 deficiency. These are typically people with Down syndrome, typically people with learning dysfunction. So you think about what they're going to do with this, folks. They're going to give everybody this vaccine. It's going to impair their mental function, and it's going to help them generate cancer in their bodies. As I've been saying, they want people to only live to 30. You think about what will be happening if they say, oh, this is a terrible virus, and we're finding it in everybody. We need to get it out of everybody. We'll have to immunize babies at birth with this vaccine. What they will do is they will eliminate any intelligence and any resistance to cancer in these babies. And this is what we'll be growing up into. Very clever what they've done, folks. They've actually identified part of your DNA as COVID, and they're creating a vaccine in order to turn your immune system upon part of your DNA, that part which they want to eliminate, which happens to be chromosome 8.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, well, there you have it from Bill Gates himself. This is the plan all along, to vaccinate the Earth, and the virus is us. Yeah. And you heard it come out of his own mouth. If we do a really good job, we can get that population down. I think he said 10 to 15%, but I think what he really meant was we can get that population down to 10 to 15%, because actually that is the goal of the eugenicists of the world like Bill Gates. I mean, they wrote it on the Georgia Guidestones over there, and their prophetic utterance for the population of America is less than 100 million. Yeah, just for the American continent itself, not to mention the rest of the world. So we are the virus. And when you take the vaccine, you're vaccinating the world against you. Now, this is a diabolical plan, and you know, people have a hard time grasping the idea that there are actually people that are so diabolical that they are willing to vaccinate the entire world with a brand new DNA, RNA, whatever, Moderna vaccine, mDNA vaccine, okay, that will actually alter our DNA, or not really alter it, but turn our body's immune system against our very own DNA. And that way, they get a world full of sheeple. And I'll bet you they're not going to take the vaccine because they know what it's for. And many of them, I think they'll line up and take a placebo, maybe a saline solution, or a vitamin vaccine, a vitamin shot to show the world, look, I'm being... Or they'll get the Lucifer Taze tattoo vaccine without the dose. Okay, so when all these leaders line up to do this, all of the ones that are complicit, and we can tell who's complicit in America, because the ones that are rolling out, locking down, and going along and bringing up the most tyrannical, totalitarian measures they can impose on their communities. These are the people that are in lockstep with the Antichrist and his shadow government. That's why I say this is no conspiracy theory. This is Bible prophecy written in before time. And yes, we know, all of us students of the Bible and students of Bible prophecy, we know that prophecy has been fulfilled and continues to be fulfilled in history as history moves forward. And we are getting to the end. And this is what is prophesied when you read Revelation chapter 13 about the mark of the beast. This is exactly what is required to roll out the mark of the beast, a totalitarian Marxist government, the tyranny of the majority. Because look at the majority. They're in lockstep. Like I said, all of these true believers out there. And that's what we're up against. We're up against all of these true believers. The world is just full of them. That's what I really marvel at, that so many people are so willing just to go along. Okay, well, you're listening to Cross the Border. We're bumping into a message here. When we come back, your comments, questions, calls, and we'll continue talking about the march to the mark of the beast. It's full on, people. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. due all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening Across the Border. This is a Prophecy Reality Edition. And I'll tell you what, prophecy is more real than it ever has been. There it is. Revelation chapter 13, verse 15 says, "And he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. Everyone, no matter what your station in life, you're going to have to receive this mark in your right hand or in your forehead," it says, "that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And of course, we know that number is referring to the Latin man. That's what the first century fathers said, that knew what the true interpretation of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 was. And they identified that number as the Latin man. And that's prophetic in itself. I mean, they hadn't seen the Latin man rise yet, but they knew that the Latin man was, the Caesars were all Latin man. Okay, but even more fitting in our day, and even more fitting when the Antichrist, the papal Antichrist, began his 1260-year reign. And we'll pick up on that if we actually have a call. Your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air. Okay. Back to the Latin man. Okay. What is the language of the papacy and its church? Well, it's Latin, of course. They locked the Bible down by locking it up in a dead language and killing anyone who would publish a Bible, the word of God, in their own language, in a vulgar tongue. And then 15th century, as Spanish and Portuguese conquistadors are running rampant over South America and Central America, what do they call it? It's called Latin America. Why? Because it's under the rule of the Latin man. So that is it. In the Greek, because we're going by Greek here, that's the language that Jesus used. He used Alpha and Omega. That's Greek. So we're going to go with the Greek and all of the newer things and people working out numbers with different names. It's all a lot of nonsense. I think the name and the number would be the same. And it is the name, it is the number of a man. Okay? So we know who's behind it. We know who's behind what's going on in the world right now. The Antichrist and his shadow government. That's who's behind it. And everyone, that's why we have this so-called lockstep. That shows you, we see how this is happening at the same time all over the world. This operation lockstep. Because the Antichrist has that type of control. And we can see, well, I know he has the governor of California in his pocket. Go to the governor's Wikipedia page there, and you'll see that he was trained at a private Jesuit university. That makes him part of the Antichrist shadow government right there. And everyone else that is going along with this lockstep, for whatever reason, they're either directly under the shadow government, or several layers under the shadow government but that influence is there, and it is all coming from the same source. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or their foreheads, that you won't be able to buy or sell in the world monetary system that is being rolled out right now without the mark of the beast, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And this requires totalitarian government. And that's what we're seeing. And you know something else, if you were with me like earlier in the spring and this winter, when I was going through history, the history of Protestantism with James A. Wiley, I'm going to pick that back up in probably mid-September, as soon as the weather cools down, because my studio is just too hot to get over here. And plus, beside that, I've taken the summer off, basically, except for this one weekly program that I'm doing live to work on my book, which will be coming out next week. I'm reading it like for the seventh time this month, because I've just been doing the last month rereading and reading and you know, fixing little things here and commas there and waiting for my proofreaders that I have several out there. This is the week they all need to get back to me if they find anything or have any comments, questions. So if you're one of my proofreaders out there, this is the week. Get this stuff back to me because next weekend, it's the 26th now. And let's see. Oh, see my calendar. It's the 26th now. So yes, it'll be Monday next week. I'm going to put in my final draft to the publishers and have it published on the 1st. And you can buy a copy right away, okay? So subscribe to my blog because I'll announce it with a link where you can go and buy a copy. And for the first month, I'm going to price it because I can price. I have control over the pricing so that I won't even make a dollar on it. It will be less than a dollar that I'll make on it. So it's going to be greatly reduced in price to basically less than a dollar over the actual printer cost. Okay? So I'm not going to make, that's like making no money on the book. But in a couple of months, I'm going to go to just 30% off the retail, whatever that is, or something like that. Because all of my books are like 20 to 30% off of retail. But for the first month, and I'm going to just price it at publisher, at printer cost. So you can get it directly from the printer. And do subscribe to my blog so you can get that post when it becomes available. You're going to want this. This is, well, if you don't know, perhaps we'll go over it in one of these segments again. And I'll let you know some of the things that we're covering. And we're even talking about the COVID in it and what we're talking about today. I've had to add some paragraphs to my Mark of the Beast chapter just to catch us up to date a little bit. Okay? And there are links in the footnotes and to a lot of different resources in the book. So you'll have a PDF version which you can get. If you buy the book, I'll get a notice that you bought the book, and I will send you a PDF copy right away for those that want to buy the book right away. Okay, enough about the book. Where was I? Well, let me check the chat room so I get back into the whatever we're talking about. Let's see. Uh-huh. Okay. Whenever you try to share this info you get. Yeah, if someone in the chat room could call me, because like last week I got 3 calls and no voice, no sound. And I'm pretty sure that my phone is working. So it would be nice to get a call from somebody who's actually going to talk to me just to say, hey, your phone is working, man. I don't know, people just don't call in anymore, or they don't call me anyway. Okay, so that's the way that works. So like a phone check, especially after last week and then doing this again this week, getting the same call. All right. Happy to finally time it right to get on here. Say thanks so much for your work. Okay, thank you for that, Chuck, from Selma. Appreciate that. Got a shout out there. Okay, to Selma. Let me see. Well, let's see. What do I have to talk about here? I've got some things. I have some articles here. Did I leave off somewhere that I didn't finish what I was talking about? Oh, here comes my phone check anyway. Saved by the phone. Your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is WW, or Tom.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Hey, yeah, my phone does work. We can all hear you loud and clear.
Yeah. I reckon it's just either a prank caller or something.
Or somebody getting cold feet and can't talk on the phone or something. Okay, I don't know where this...
breaking up, so I'm going to hang up.
Okay, thanks for the sound check there, Tom. Okay, well, we know the phone works. And there's another one. Okay. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Nicholas. This is Voyager. I'm not in the chat room, but I actually listened to last week's replay the other day. I heard the same problem you were having.
And, right.
I just tuned in. I'm not even sure what you're talking about today, but I heard your request for a voice check, so that's what I'm calling for.
Okay. Good to hear from you, Voyager. Thanks. All right. Well, that's two sound checks that work, so we know the phone's working and people are listening anyway. So... If you don't have the nerve to talk when you call in, try not to call in, okay? Resist the call. Anyway, I've got an article here, and this is from Bill Sardi. Oh, wait a minute, is that the one? I think here it is. Oh, yeah, this is from Bill Sardi. You can find this at lourockwell.com. If you're on their list, you probably already got it. But he says, here come the COVID detention centers. So this is part of the lockstep program that that the Antichrist and his shadow government have rolled out. New York State Bill A-99, which is now under consideration in the New York State Legislature. It allows a state to take an individual suspected, and remember what we looked at in the prior segment, we all have the DNA sequence that they're looking for. Okay, so we're all suspect. See, this is very diabolical when you really think about how intricately this thing, this delusion has been woven. And the scripture speaks about great delusion. And these people, and, you know, I think like the masks are a test to see how many people are deluded, how many people, even though they're not deluded and they can see through the delusion, will go along because you need to get into the store. I mean, I admit, you know, I have a bandana I'll wear under my nose like this to get in some places because I need to shop for food. You know, there's some things I can't get at the store where they'll let me in, where I do most of my shopping, where they'll let me in without a mask. And the last, well, I went there the day before yesterday, and I walked in without a mask or a bandana or anything. I had one in my pocket, but I wasn't going to put it on because I know if they ask me and I say, well, I have a respiratory problem, I breathe. Okay, that's my respiratory problem is that I breathe. It's part of the human problem. Yeah, we must breathe and I must breathe freely. I just rode my bike down there and I'm trying to catch up on the oxygen. Okay, so I went in there without a mask on. And nobody said anything to me the whole time I was in there. And I was actually the only one in there without a mask. Usually I go in there to be a couple, two or three people. But there weren't many people in the store at that time. There were very few people in the store. And I went through the whole store. Nobody said a thing. And the two times before that, I went, the same young guy came up to me and said, you're required to wear a mask when you come into the store. And I just told him, I have a respiratory issue. The issue is that I must breathe. I didn't say that part. I just said, I have a respiratory issue. I'm not wearing a mask. And he said, oh, okay. And they just left me alone. They didn't do nothing because most everywhere you go now, they've been told to just back off and, you know, not engage a conflict or an argument, but just to let the customers be and stay away from them because people will keep their distance. You know, it works pretty well. People are really scared, especially the ones with the mask, the true believers. You know, if you're walking down the street, some of them walk on the other side of the street just to get around you, or they'll make a wide berth around you. So that's how you handle that. The whole mask thing is just, it's kind of a test to see. And what they're seeing is that most people are deluded, and that maybe one third of the people are true believers and deluded. They're totally bought into the delusion. And the other third will go along. And then there's the other third. That's me and you. We will not. And I see that. I see that a lot more. We will not, especially with what's coming out in the news and what we revealed here today. We're not the only ones finding this out. But even though you try to tell people, they can't see it. They're so blinded, that one third of true believers, those truly deluded people that you can't reach no matter what. They're the real danger to society. They're what the Antichrist and his shadow government and their lockstep, whatever you call it, operation, is targeting, because they are the key to it. And it seems to me that there is no backing down. But anyway, so any individual suspected of being infected or contaminated to a detention center and there compel her or him to receive any medical treatment deemed necessary, including forced vaccination. And he actually here has the bill here. So if you go to lewrockwell.com, you'll find it. Here come the COVID detention centers is the name of the article. It's a brand new article, so if you go to lewrockwell.com, you'll find it. And I'm going to post this later on my Facebook page, on the First Amendment Radio Facebook page. But the bill could become a model for other similar bills passed into law in other states. No, the bill is the model, okay? The model's already been out. Okay, if it's going to one state, it's being introduced into all states. How many will adopt it? We'll see. I'm pretty certain that the state of New York is going to adopt this. But this is scary stuff. Okay, this is very frightening stuff. There it is in assembly, and it's right there in the bill. You can read all about it. Okay, and that's pretty much what the article's all about. See page 4, line 26 of the bill. I looked at it. That's what it says. This bill become, yeah. Virginia and Massachusetts are already signaling mandatory vaccinations. Also, you'll notice that in California and other states, they passed mandatory vaccination for children in public schools several years ago. Okay? At that time, a lot of people withdrew to private schools or homeschooling. But, so, it's just in one more step, see? The Antichrist doesn't want to back up. He only wants to go forward to his total agenda, which is the 2030 agenda. Your name and where you're calling from. You're on the air. Okay. Whoever you are, your phone doesn't work or you can't speak, so please stop calling in. Thank you. Or try a different phone if it's a phone problem. Yeah. I don't know. Does someone, you know, doesn't have the guts to say, I don't like your message, or I think you're making it all up, all that stuff you're showing us on the air here, your exhibits like the one I just put in the screen there. They aren't real. But if you go to that article, all the links are there, you know, because we are about the truth. We're not trying to deceive anybody. We have no interest in deceiving. We're not going to get rich. We're not going to gain anything by telling you the truth, except one more believer in the truth, one more person that we're pulling out, you know, through the gates of hell into the light. And that's all we have to gain, is your life and our own lives. Because this is getting serious. I expect in by 2030 and thereafter that many of us, true Bible-believing Christians, will have to forfeit our lives because we will not shut up. We will not stop protesting. We will be the true protesters of history, the Protestants. We are called, our very name is protest. And we must protest evil. We must protest Antichrist. It is our life, even if it costs us our very lives. We have this demonstrated by all of the apostles and all of the Bible believers in history, and even in the history of Israel, that they killed those that pointed to the truth and outed evil. That's our job in the world, to be a witness for good and to expose evil in the world and to bring people into the light and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, the true gospel. Not that Antichrist lie and all of the other lies that are out there. So there's that article. Here come the COVID detention centers. They're coming, and you will all test positive at some time or other for having your own DNA. That's right. You will all test positive because we are the virus. And it is the whole world that is going to be vaccinated if the Antichrist has his way. Except those that are in the know. And we are in the know. Yeah, we are in the know. So I guess what we need to do is we need to make our own Lucifer Tay's vaccine or tattoo without the vaccine, because that's going to be your proof that you got vaccinated. You see where it's going? With forced detention, with detention centers and forced vaccinations. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That is the mark of the beast. It is so diabolical that it's just amazing to me. But Satan's been at this for a long time. Yeah. And his shadow government. We have a lot of diabolical people out there. And we have a lot of deluded people. Like, I believe President Trump, I believe he's a very... I believe he's a sincere man, but I believe he's deluded. I believe he's under the delusion. I pray for him. You know, because every once in a while I see his genuineness. You know, that he believes in a watered down gospel, because that's the only gospel he's ever got that he could ever hear. That's all that's around him. And then all of that influence, all that manipulation that's going on up there. So I think we should pray for the man. Yeah, I do. Because I know if Joe Biden gets there, I know for sure that it's coming on, because Joe Biden is a lockstep monster. Hey, that's a good one. The lockstep monsters. You know, like we have the Loch Ness monsters. We ought to start tagging these people as lockstep monsters, because they are monsters. The Antichrist and his shadow government are made up of a whole lot of monsters. And when they start forcing people into COVID detention centers and forcing vaccinations upon them, that is the definite definition of a monster. Because these people are murderous monsters. Bill Gates is a monster. He's a lockstep monster. The Antichrist is a lockstep monster. Governor Newsom is a lockstep monster. What's her name from Michigan? Another lockstep monster. The governor of New York and New York City, lockstep monsters, all of them. Every single one. Fauci, lockstep monster. The other guy from the NIH, lockstep monster. All of them. And all of those deluded people that are rooting for them, they want this vaccine very bad. They don't care that this is a new technology that has never been used before in the entire history of the world. They don't care. They believe that the Loch Ness monsters and everything they say is the absolute truth, because they are the experts. And they believe in the evil science, the science of evil. You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas Arthur. We're going to take a break here, have some news, and we'll be back after that. So don't go anywhere.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a Prophecy Reality Edition. And the reality of the day is that the lockstep monsters are on the rise, and they're doing the bidding of their master. That is Satan and the Antichrist and his shadow government that rules the world. These people have no choice. They're either deluded or they're complicit, or both. Yes. Anyway, I have an article here. Literal battle zones are erupting all over America. And this is another LouRockwell.com article by Daisy Luther, the organic prepper. And just listening to the news, we have some more violent battle zones erupting, and they're keeping these battles going continually. And, you know, as I was saying before, when we're going through the history of Protestantism and all of the revolutions and conflagrations that were continually erupting all over Western Europe, with the rise of the Protestant Reformation, we see the Antichrist. This was how he operated. Exactly what you see now is what he was doing then, through the same shadow government, led by, of course, the Counter-Reformation Jesuits, through their intrigue. They just began riots, waves of people murdering and slaughtering and looting and burning and killing over and over. And it happened all over Europe for centuries. And so now we see, we shouldn't be surprised that this is what the Bible said would happen before Christ returns. And now we see how it's happening through those same people, the same agenda we see working. So this is leading up and will be happening until Christ returns. I'm afraid that this is the new normal. and the lockstep monsters are gaining more and more control every day. You look at what's happening in Australia, New Zealand, and even here in America. It's happening in other countries of the world. No matter where you look, this is what's happening. And it all leads to one thing. What we just talked about. Totalitarian mandates for lockdown, for vaccinations, and for government mark of the beast identification being forced on everyone in the form of you have to be vaccinated to buy or sell. Now, never occurred to me before. This COVID nonsense began that this is how they would do it. But obviously now we see that they've been planning it for at least 20 years, if not longer. Because we see that around 2001, that I have that article on my First Amendment Radio page too. I think we have to really scroll down for that one. Let's see. Okay, I'm waiting for it here to come up. Is this it? Oh yeah, this is it. If you go down in the page, you'll see a picture of the governors. These are the Loch Ness monsters. Just four of them there. Whitmer, Newsom, and the governor from New York and another governor there. Whitmer from Michigan. Again, Whitmer, whatever her name is, from my home state where I was born, actually. But there's a link there, and it's called The Model State Emergency Health Powers. And if you click on that, you can go to Wikipedia and you can actually see this for yourself. The Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. Okay. And here it is for you on the screen, so you can see it yourself here. But there it is. That's at Wikipedia. So this is a real thing, and this was introduced to the states in 2001. And over the course of so many years, I think almost up to 40 states have implemented this. But this is basically the same thing that we just read about on LouRockwell.com that's being introduced in New York City or New York State. So this is it. This is the lockstep plan. This is part of it. We got two disasters, false FLAGs, flags, and in 20 years, and now we have 2030. They've got 10 years left. And I think for the first time in my life, I think they're actually going to make a deadline. And 2030 is that deadline to fully implement, to come to full implementation. Now, oh yeah, and look at this here. Here you go. What do you see here? Georgetown University. Yeah. Out of that same university came the Patriot Act. See? We can't read it until we introduce it, until it's voted for. That's the new way of legislation in America. You get to read it. They bring it in on a hand trolley, on a hand truck, you know, on a forklift. Well, at a hand truck anyway, boxes, 20 pages, 40 pages, 400 pages, whatever of legislation. You can read it after you pass it. Yeah, that's the new way that they legislate in Washington, D.C., one of the three city states that rule the world, part of the Holy Trinity that rules the world for the Antichrist. And there you have it, his Jesuit university. Totally in charge. Been there the whole time. That was the whole purpose of concentrating power in Washington, D.C. The whole purpose of introducing the Constitution that we are under. That's the con of the Constitution. I have an article on my website about that. You can look it up there. Let's go to crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. And you'll see it at the top there, the unholy trinity that rules the world. And you click on it, you'll see the three obelisks there, one in each of the three city states through which the Antichrist rules the world. But anyway, that You can go to the Facebook page there, First Amendment Radio Facebook page, and scroll down. You'll see that Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, because you'll see the Loch Ness, four of the lockstep monsters there. Yeah. So make sure you do that. So all of this information, this is not conspiracy theory. There's no theory involved here. I don't care about theories. I will out a theory in a minute if it's false. So there's no theory here. This is conspiracy. Okay? It is true conspiracy. So they'll be rolling this out in New York and many other. They already have it in some states. I don't know if the language allows them to take you like the newer legislation, but it should roll right into it. It says, as of October 1st, 2011, 40 states have passed various forms of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. So, and the, of course, the technology has evolved more since then. They already foretold the digital currency, so they foresaw the technology in 1980. Well, we have that in my book or in some of my articles. You'll see that article from what is the name of that magazine? The Shadow Government's Finance magazine. I forget the name of it, but it's there. And they foretold that by 2018, or they said in 30 years, and that was in 1988, 30 years that they would have it. So 2018 came and went. But they have their 2030 agenda, and that's the date they've set now. And I believe, like I said, for the first time in my life, I believe they're really going to pull it off by 2013. And as an addendum to that, my latest book, 2007 book, When the Third Temple is Built, I think the temple play, if they're going to get it completed, because that will help. That's part of their thing, their act, is the temple play, the rapture play. Because it's going to take 7 years to go through the rapture play. Because they have to go through it completely so that none of the three raptures happen. And the total 7 years go by. But it begins when they have a treaty to build a temple. Then the temple play begins. That's when their 7 year countdown begins. And they can still pull that entire play off by 2030. Now, that's not a thus saith the Lord, but you see how they work. And the whole false prophecy is Jesuit counter-reformation prophecy. So if it's part of their lockstep monster plan, I like that, lockstep monsters. I got to use that. That's the name of this broadcast today, Exposing the Lockstep Monsters. And that's what we're going to be doing here from now on. Exposing the lockstep monsters. That's our job as Protestants, to protest, the true protest, not that phony protest that they got going out there with Jesuit Antichrist Marxist. Because that's what Marxism is. It is the preferred government of the Antichrist. It's anything that is totalitarian. Because the Antichrist, I have 1,260 years of history of his totalitarian government, how it worked and how they implemented it, and when it wasn't working, how they would do what they're doing now in America and throughout all of the Western nations. Okay? What they're doing now is what they did when the Protestant Reformation was taking a hold of a nation, a city, a state. They would do what they're doing now. They did it. This is out of their old playbook, only now they have technology that they didn't have then. Okay? I mean, they were just, the new technology then was the printing press. And I'll tell you what, the Protestant Reformation moved forward leaps and bounds. So what did they do? They started riots and wars and conflagrations and murders and riots and genocides. That's how they operated. And their modus operandi is exactly the same, using whatever technology is available, whatever firepower is available. Because if they can excite people into a murderous rage, that's what they love. That's what Satan loves. He loves mankind to murder mankind. He began it with Cain and Abel, the first murderer and the first martyr. Way back when, that was Satan's work. And that's what he loves, because he hates mankind. And if you get mankind to murder themselves and murder each other, that's what he's going to do. And that's what this whole vaccine, you, we are the virus. Do not take the vaccine. Resist. Resistance is not futile, because the worst thing they can do is kill you. That's right. And they will kill you. I don't know if they might take you and force vaccinate you, and that looks like that's what they're going to do. What do you do after that? Well, I guess you have to try to draw that poison out, whatever you have to do. Talk to Wendy Wilson of Apothecary Herbs or whatever. She comes on Melody Cedarson's program on Wednesday, and she says she has a regimen for detoxifying from vaccinations. Force vaccinations. So I think you're going to see a lot of that. So that might be information that we need. Because if they're going to force vaccinate people, you know, hold you down and then release you, catch and release program, catch, vaccinate, release. Sorry about that. You're vaccinated. So we're going to need something to fight against that. So there's going to be a lot of death too, because that's one thing we see from everywhere that the Antichrist has implemented his Marxist, socialist, totalitarian state. We see the murder, the genocide of millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions throughout history. That's why they don't teach history in the public, in the Jesuit-controlled public school system, Jesuit-controlled universities. They control most of what's taught everywhere. Just about. If it's public, if it receives one public dollar, the Jesuits are behind it. And if they don't receive public dollars, they still control most of the curriculum that is out there. The Antichrist and his shadow government and all of his lockstep monsters. And so you'll see that on my Facebook page there, of lockstep monsters. Yeah, there they are. This is the article here, if you're looking at the screen. That is the article for the model emergency state. And then you have, of course, you have this one, New York State Bill A-99. Check it out for yourself. This is a real thing. This is the same thing. This is what they're after. Mandated vaccinations for every man, woman, child, newborn babies will be getting this vaccine. They're already poisoning children at birth. They can't even wait for them to get old enough that they can at least ward off the adjuvants. Of course, there are plenty of adults that are affected just like newborn babies. Not as many as the newborn babies and all of the other terrible things that children have to endure besides death. All of the autism and it gets wearisome, but we cannot stop fighting against this no matter what. Okay, let's see what else we got. Let me check the chat room. Comments, questions. Let's see. The Economist, I was talking about The Economist. Thank you for that, Blackbird, I think is the name of the magazine. That's true. And that was their 1988 January cover and article about the digital currency that would be taking over the world in 30 years. So 2018 was that date, 30 years. But I think that was just a round number for them, obviously. And so their date, that's why I call this the covert march to the mark of the beast, because this is what they're doing. This is the big push. And I don't think there's any going back. Ty says, I don't understand. Is Nick saying you can get the mark vax and still be safe? Well, what if they forcefully pick you up on the street and they throw you into a van and they drag you down to their forced vaccination center and they force it on you? Are you now? That's kind of like what the Islam believes about pig's blood. You know, if someone throws pig's blood on you when you're dead, that you won't go to Valhalla or whatever the Islamic heaven is. Okay? No. God isn't going to say, oh, well, that's too bad. You know, they force a vaccine on you. You don't get the resurrection of the dead. No. You know, if they force it on you, you have not received it. It's been forced on you. And I think that received word is very important. Okay? That's a very important word. You have to receive it. Okay? If it's forced on you, you haven't received it. Yeah. Because I refuse to consent. They do not have my consent. I do not receive it. They may force it on me. That could happen. They have the power to do that. It wouldn't take very many men for them to jump on me, bind me, take me down to a vaccination center and force the vaccination on me. So yes, see, that's part of the left behind 7-year tribulation deception. That everyone who receives the mark or the number, no matter what, it's an automatic ticket to hell. No. God is not going to be duped by these people because they might use force on somebody. That's not the God I know. And you know what? I also believe that, yes, there is only one forgivable sin, and it's not receiving a tattoo or a mark or a vaccine. Okay, it's none of those. I think that perhaps the only reason that God put that in there, that Jesus said that there was only one unforgivable sin. Because this lie was going to come up. That's a Jesuit counter-reformation, part of the 7-year rapture tribulation deception. Get my book if you haven't read it yet, Ty. Go to my website. I'll give you a PDF of this for free. Okay? You can get a PDF of this for free and read it for yourself about the 7-year tribulation deception. That's why I titled it, When the Third Temple is Built, the Rapture Play Will Begin. Because it is an Antichrist shadow government production. And it is rolling ahead. And we got unwittingly or wittingly, President Trump and his son Jared Kushner over there working on the Mideast peace deal. And so out of it has to come, they're going to get this building of the temple. And I write all about this in this book. Okay? So just go to my website there, go to the page free ebook, and subscribe to my blog if you haven't already, and just say, I would like a copy of the book, When the Third Temple is Built, and I'll send you a copy of it right away, as soon as I get your email, okay? So, anyway, you're welcome. You're welcome, Ty. So, please do that. And anyone listening, you're welcome to do that, you know? Let me see. Do I have that link here? I'll even put it in the chat room right now. Oh, yes, I do have the link here in this browser. So, I'm going to give it to you right now in the chat room for free. I want everyone to read it. And then I want you to just tell me that you'll do this. Turn around and send it to everybody in your email list. How's that for free? Okay? So here, if you get this link, which I'm pasting in the chat room right now, send it to everybody in your email list. Post it on your Facebook page, your Twitter, or whatever social media you have. Just post it there. Okay? And like I said, when you get it in, email it to everyone in your email list. I'm giving it away free right now, PDF. You don't even have to come and ask for it. Okay? Just send it out there. And read it yourself for sure. It's less than 100 pages. I made the type larger just so I could fill 100 pages. Oh, actually, it's about 120 pages. But anyway, it's an easy read. Anyone should be able to read it. And it should be captivating enough, I hope, that you can read it. You should read the whole thing. Yeah. Read whatever part you like. So there you go. Everyone's got that now. And make sure, like I said, that you do go to my website and do subscribe to my blog. And when I release my book next week, you'll get a link to it. because you'll want to read this book and you'll want to share it with as many people as you can. You can get all that information because I'm going to go through the book after I release it. I'm going to go through the whole thing on the air. So eventually you're going to get it. If you sit here and listen to me, you're going to get it all. And a lot of it you already have got, but I think I'm pretty happy with the way the book's turned out. So, and I appreciate everyone's prayer and all of the people that have commented and challenged me over the years on my website and all of the things that I've been researching into as far as prophecy reality is concerned. Okay, well, here comes a break, and we have one more segment coming up, and we have more to talk about.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a Prophecy Reality Edition. And we're discussing the Mark of the Beast and how it's, we can see it on the horizon. Let's see, Ty in the chat room said, I felt that we had to get killed before taking the mark. This relieves a lot of stress if true. Not that I doubt you, Nicholas. So, I'm not certain I can understand exactly what you're saying there, but the Bible, you know, the Mark of the Beast passage in the scripture does indicate that people will be killed for resisting. And so I would prefer it, you know, to tell you the truth. I mean, you know, because I'd just be graduating. I'd be getting to the resurrection that much sooner, you know. And if that's in God's plan for me, well, I'm signed up for that. As a matter of fact, all true believers have signed up for martyrdom. Yeah. Because we're true believers. You believe in the resurrection. So, you know, you may have to suffer a little bit more if they're going to kill you. You may have to endure great suffering if they're going to do that to you. But you know what's at the end. And that you also know that the Spirit of God will be with you through it and carry you through it because you belong to Him. You're part of His elect. And I believe that that would be easier if they would just, okay, if they have three vaccines, okay, one for the true believers who get the regular DNA killing vaccine that destroys their life or, you know, kills them by the time they're 30 or whatever their plan is with this vaccine, okay, because you're being vaccinated against your own DNA. So that's the normal one. That's the vaccine we're talking about that they develop for the virus that is humanity upon the earth, okay? And then they have another one that's a placebo vaccine. That's for all the elite of the world. The ones that they want to live to an old age. The ones that are the lockstep monsters and their true believers and families because they want them to live and rule the world. So they're going to have a placebo vaccine. I think so here's a three vaccine theory. Okay. And then they have another one that's going to kill you quite quickly. Okay. The one that they have to force on people that they have to drag in kicking and screaming. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. WW says, and you're welcome there, Chuck, for the PDF. I'll resist vax for selfish reasons. I still don't believe I have seen yet the true mark of the beast. Well, I think I see it on the horizon, WW. And I think we all see it on the horizon. And here, you know, it's like this article I showed you on Lou Rockwell. Here comes this legislation. Definitely, there is no doubt about it. What this legislation portends for us, in the language of it, in this article at Lou Rockwell that says, you know, here come the COVID detention centers and the bill, which specifically says if an individual is suspected, and we're all suspected, we're all suspects of having our own DNA, of being infected or contaminated to a detention center. I mean, that's the diabolical beauty of this thing, is that we all already have the virus that they're testing for because it's part of our DNA. Okay? So they can be taken to take an individual suspected of being contaminated to a detention center. They're compel, that means force, compel her or him to receive any medical treatment deemed necessary, including forced vaccination. That's forced vaccination. So if the vaccination and they have it in conjunction with this Lucifer-tase tattoo that they're going to put on everybody, because they need it. If you're going to get into a store, say, like I said, the mask is a test, and it's working very well. So now they'll have a reader, an infrared reader to read. They'll just shine it on you, and that Lucifer-tase ink that they injected with the vaccine will identify you in their database. It will lead to your account, which they already have. Okay, everyone already has an account with the Socialist Security number. Most of the world, in whatever nation you're in, just every nation on, I'd say 95% of the people on Earth are already numbered in the Mark of the Beast monetary system. Okay, you already have your account. Okay, and that account will now include your vaccination health information. That's why they wanted to, make healthcare mandatory and government run. That's why the push over the last 40 or 50 years for health, for government healthcare. Okay? Because it's part of it. This diabolical plan has been put together longer than you think. I mean, we have the evidence in the legislation that was passed in 2001. And they finally rolled it out. Now they're doing it. This is their last push, last 10 years to meet their 2030 agenda. So when they pull off and they get the three Abrahamic faiths working together on the Temple Mount, and all that evidence, all of the links, everything you need to see is in my book here. So when they roll this out and they get it done in 7 years, at the end of the 7 years, they will have discredited the Bible according to what they're going to call Bible prophecy, but it is actually counter-reformation prophecy. That, the dispensational futurism left behind 7-year tribulation end time antichrist prophecy that is false. And when they prove it false, they're going to say, see, we told you so. That's what the antichrist and his church, his anti-Christian church, is going to say. See, we were right. And all of you Protestants were wrong, because they got all these Protestants turned evangelicals to believe in their false prophecy that they developed just for them, not because they believe it, because they developed it for them to deceive them. Another diabolical project brought to you by Satan and the Antichrist, the false prophet, and his shadow government that rule the world right now, control the monetary system right now. The Bible told us. People can scoff at me and go, oh, the Antichrist and, you know, the man of sin and his shadow government, they don't own control. Yes, they do control the money. The Bible said they would. How else are they going to get everyone to get a mark to buy and sell at the end time, immediately before Christ returns, and get this mark of the beast monetary system? They must control. And we know it's Satan's money, because it's not God's. God said the gold and the silver are mine. And trade in substance is a good thing. Honest trade in substance and gold and silver are his. But what do we have? We have fiat usury currency. Both things God calls an abomination. The fiat part is an unjust weight or balance. It's a false weight and balance. God said that's an abomination. A false weight and balance is an abomination. And that's exactly what fiat currency is, whether it's digital or paper. And he said he hates. Yeah. He hates usury. And so they created out of usury. They're loaning money to the world like mad right now. America just borrowed trillions of dollars to get through the COVID crisis and get everyone on the dole of the Antichrist monetary system. See, they handed all that money out digitally, didn't they? Did anybody get checks for that? Or did they send you a digital card or deposit it directly into your digital bank account? Yeah, it's here. There's no stopping this train. It's full speed ahead, man. Full throttle to the pedal to the metal. There you go. So, there's no conspiracy theory at all. It's all just too real and in your face. And it's scary. You know, in a way, it is scary. I have to admit that. It's a little bit scary, but the Spirit of God, he tempers me with the truth. The truth of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And that even if they kill me, that I will be resurrected. It'll just happen sooner. My labor here will be over sooner than if I live to be an old man or until Christ returns, which is a possibility, you know, according to my What Year Is It? And that's also in my book. I had to include that chapter. I refined it and did it. I think it's a little better, not much. Didn't have to change much, pretty much there with the What Year Is It? So I'm still with about 2055. For the beginning, end of the sixth millennia and beginning of the seventh millennia. I'm not saying it's the exact day, year, or month. Not saying any of that. I'm just saying it's about then. Because I don't know about these calendars lining up perfectly and all that stuff. I'm just not that into getting it perfect. I don't care that it's about 2055. That's enough knowledge for me. Okay? And it should be enough knowledge for any true believer. Because most, if you're my age, it's unlikely you're going to live that long. I could. I'll have to be 105 or something in 2055, 100, somewhere between 100 and 105 in 2055. But it's a possibility I could live that long. But, you know, I want to live that long if I'm still have full mental capacity and I can still work for the Lord and lead people to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And minister to the elect. I'm game for another 40 years. It's all up to my Lord and Master. If he wants me to lay down my life, you know, if they want to, you know, chop off my head, burn me at the stake, or run me through with a sword, whatever. Or pump me with deadly vaccine poison. You know, use the fast-acting vaccine. You know, I mean, that would be merciful if they used a vaccine, you know, like the kind that they execute with murderers and stuff. That would be kind because then it would be over sooner. I wouldn't have to be tortured. That'd all be fine, but everyone would know if everyone knows where I stand. I'm out there in the public. The Antichrist and his shadow government, they all know. Here I am. Come for me first. Yeah. There's going to be many to follow if I'm first. It's all up to the Lord God Almighty, because I know that the minute, you know, that this mortal life is over, that I will be resurrected and I will be like him when I see him. Immediately, I will have perfect health and I'll even be better looking than I am now. I'll be 33 years old the way I should have been if everything would have been perfect. And I'll keep my scars if they're for Christ, though. Yeah. Blackbird says, I hope it's sooner than 2055. I hope to be alive at the Lord's return. Well, that's what I expressed too. I wish I could have found a sooner date in my research. And it's there for you to see. You go to my website at nicholasarthur.wordpress.com and you can look at the what year is it posting there. It should be trending in the left-hand column. I believe I have it at the top too, but a link to it. Or you can look it up. Just type in what year is it and you'll find my posting. And it's also in my book. You'll get, if you get the PDF of this, I have it in the appendix at the end. And so it's there and it's in color in the PDF. So it's a, looks a lot better than the printed version. So make sure that if you scroll up and you got a copy of that PDF, it's in there. And, you know, you can comment on it and you can challenge me if you think something's wrong with it. But I think over 10 years or however long I've had that post there, 12 years that from the time that I started it, I think I've heard every argument there is. So, but I don't write about them all in the posting itself. And perhaps I should have made it longer. I could write a whole book just on the calendation and all of the different arguments and calendars out there. But I don't know. I don't feel called to do that. So someone else might do that, though. They can take my post, my chapter, and use it as a foundation for writing a whole 200-page thesis on the calendation and all of the different variations and what might or could not and or what could have been or whatever. I don't know. So it's called to do that. You got about 40 years left to get it done. But in 35 years, it's not going to be much good because I think most of us will be gone by then. We'll see. Because I think it's going to get worse and worse up until the, I think by the end of this 35 or 40 years that we have left, that they're just going to be leading Christians or true believers and it, just eliminating them as enemies of the world state of the Antichrist world government. Yeah. And the God of this world, and they're going to just lead you up and eliminate you as an enemy of mankind, right? I mean, that's where it's going. I mean, that's what they did in the past. What did they do? Stalin, what, 20 million? You know, Pol Pot, how many? 100 million? You know, it's just millions after millions. Every time the Antichrist gets one of his totalitarian governments in charge of things, they just start murdering people that won't go along. It's not going to be any different. They may take some people and force vaccinate them. But if you're a true believer, you're going to get back up and you're going to tell the world the same thing that you told them before. Only now you're going to have a better witness because you were force vaccinated and forced a mark on you. It's not yours. You didn't receive it. They forced it upon you. And so they'll just come back later because you won't go along and they'll kill you. In one way or another, that's what's coming. That's what, you know, the Antichrist and his shadow government have in store for the true elect of God, to murder us and to eliminate us, along with everyone else, all of those useless eaters on the planet too. That's why they're preparing a vaccine against the human race. That's what it is. We have all the evidence. It's out there now, and other people are discovering it. So I'm glad to see a lot of people are discovering this at the same time, and they're discovering it through different avenues and different documentation. They're coming to the same conclusions with the same evidence. So it's nice to not be alone in this. We are not alone. Yeah. Let's see. May 23rd. That's the date I picked in the office pool. Sorry, the days will be shortened. No, that's applicable to the days that were leading up to the annihilation and the persecution of the Jews and the Christians in the first century, AD 70. Yeah, because, see, they were shortened then, 70 AD, they were shortened then for the elect's sake, because the elect needed to survive to carry the gospel to the world. Today, the days aren't going to be shortened for the elect, because we're going to be resurrected. Okay? We don't need to survive in our mortal flesh to take the gospel to the world when Christ returns, because we're all going to be resurrected at that time. So the days do not to be shortened for the elect's sake. God has his calendar. The days aren't going to be shortened, but it was the days of the persecution that was was against Christians and even Jews in the first century. Okay, those days needed to be shortened, so that the elect could survive to carry the gospel to the world. And so they were shortened. Okay? As a matter of fact, an end was put to the pagan Roman persecution in the fourth century? Fourth, fifth century. Pagan Rome was put down by Constantine. Of course, and then, of course, the Roman Empire was overthrown by the 10 horns that came in. And that's when the papal kingdom rose up for 1260 years. That's all history. And see, that's how we know that the Bible is true, because the prophecy was given, the prophecy was fulfilled. And that's what my book is all about. My book is Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. Okay, comments, questions in the chat room. See, the host has received the mark in exchange for authority in the new Chinese-owned virtual international dollar. I don't know what that's all about, Tom. Let's see, RWW in the chat room there. And a mark, okay, getting into some kind of MARQUE. And I don't know what that has to do. There might be some overlap there or something similar or something that rhymes as far as that type of mark. But anyway, so, okay, I'm just about out of time. Look at that. Yep, that 2 hours went very fast. Okay, it gets confusing me for sometimes. Ty says, makes me realize I have a lot. I have to have a childlike understanding. It's a lot to grasp, you know, and I agree with you there, Ty, because, you know, I've had to search this out and study it intently and read volumes and volumes over the last 15 years, because I started my dive into prophecy about 2005. I decided I have to figure this out. And since if I had to do all that, you can't really expect anyone to get a grasp like I have of it. And that's why I just go, wow, you got all this knowledge, and it's, you know, I can share you with you what I'm able to share with you. And then the Spirit of God will help you to verify with your spirit that which is true and that which is not, you know, if you have the Spirit of God. And that's all we can do. And I pray for everyone that listens to my broadcast, that comes across First Amendment Radio and listens to the broadcast there, or anywhere, wherever you are, you know, all of the elect of God, that the Spirit of God will open your eyes and your minds, your heart, to receive the truth and to be able to discern that which is true from that which is false, and be able, you know, to become intimate with the truth. And I speak about that in my book too, that's coming out, in prophecy interpretation. And so I believe there's a lot there. If you read my book, you'll gain a lot more knowledge, and you can use it as a reference work too. I tried to organize it so things are easy to find. After you read it, you know where to look for whatever thought comes to mind. And or if you have a digital version, you can do a word search on it too. Because like I said, if you buy it, I'm going to send you a PDF of it immediately. So if I see you put in an order for a hard copy of my book, I'll send you a PDF. And I still have to work on the EPUB version, but that'll be coming too, for so we can get that out there even further. I just haven't got that far. I have to finish the book before I can do the EPUB version of it. Okay. So anyway, thank you all for the participated in the chat room. Thank you for all of you that are just listening, and that will share this broadcast later on. I've just run out of time. So I'm Nicholas Arthur. You've been listening to Cross the Border, our Prophecy Reality Edition. Make sure you stick around. Listen to First Amendment Radio. Download the Prophecy Reality News app. You can look that up in your Google store and get it and listen to First Amendment Radio 24/7. Well, may the Almighty bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get left behind rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie, with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character, as an attempt to further reinforce in the minds of all this perception of false prophecy, in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. The author exposes the Latin rapture origin, the seven-year tribulation deception, true Bible revelation of Daniel's 70 weeks, the abomination of desolation, the restrainer, America in the revelation, the image of the beast, and the mark of the beast, and the truth about God's chosen people, and so much more about Bible prophecy. This book will shatter the left-behind paradigm of future events. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.